Hey, it's Bruce Allen with you, Texas46Radio.com. And as I try to do when I get the chance, I like to interview some of these Texas artists that whose music that I play. And I am lucky enough to have Drake Hayes from the Drake Hayes Band on the phone with me. And welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, it's dry here. And do I hear you have some rain up in up in Lubbock right now?
Yes, we do, man. It is pouring, and they're saying it's not going to stop until sometime next week.
Oh, gosh. So you consider Lubbock, I suppose, is your home base, I suppose.
Yes, sir. Lubbock's home. I got my family here. I was born and raised here. Of course, I've traveled, all over Texas and lived all over Texas. But yeah, this is definitely home, and I think it's probably where we're gonna stay.
So you've lived there all your life, I guess.
Yeah, I've lived here all my life. Like I said, I used to tour professionally as a bass player, and I toured with a couple of guys out of Austin. And
right.
During that time, I actually lived down in your neck of the woods, man. I lived in Wimberley and San Marcos, New Braunfels, San Antonio, those areas. And I'm back home.
And that's cool. And whenever somebody says the word New Braunfels, if it's an artist or whatever, and you say it correctly, I'm going to pat you on the back right now.
Wait a minute, did I say it right?
No, you said it correctly. As the song, I have a song here on the station that I play every Friday before I sign out, and it's called "There's Only One S in New Braunfels," and the most everybody likes to say New Braunfels.
New Braunfels.
And you said it correctly. I'm going like yes. I don't have to edit it out or anything.
Very cool, man.
Very good. Cool. So hey, what kind of schooling did you get up there in Lubbock?
Well, I'll tell you this. Maybe it'll answer your question. So we went to school in the middle of a cotton field, my friend. And I worked that same cotton field too. No. I did go to high school at a small school that was east of Lubbock. And it is in a cotton field, and I actually did work in that cotton field, and I actually lived in that cotton field too. But
so we're all facts. We're all about facts. All about
yes. And I mean, we've got songs about that, man. And you gotta write about it. I grew up in an interesting way. We were just hired hands on farms, and I'd sat on a tractor my whole life, and have done all that. But after high school, I went to a community college, South Plains College, up here in Lubbock, and I'm actually still currently on and off going, taking commercial music out there. They've got a wonderful commercial music program. And man, it's full of extremely knowledgeable professional musicians, and it's such a great time.
Super.
I absolutely love it.
That's awesome. Well, I enjoyed
yes,
I enjoyed meeting you at the show you had here a few weeks back.
Yeah,
and meeting the guys in the band. Now I saw I've got your website and your Facebook page and everything kind of popped up here, and some of the pictures, some of the guys different. You have a newer band or.
Man, and I will say this, we spent good money on those pictures, and I was like, darn it, we did band pictures, and I had a couple of band members that have changed from then till now, and honestly and truly, it's time to change those pictures.
Well, you want to make sure you got your money's worth out of it, so.
And a couple of times we'd hand the picture over, and they'd kind of look at it, and they'd look at us.
Well, I know you guys love playing live on stage,
yes.
And what is the... what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you live on stage?
Oh, okay. You ready for this, man?
I'm ready.
I got one for
Fire
you.
Fire away.
I'm playing down at Tejas Rodeo in San Antonio, or Boulevardy, Texas, right by you guys, okay?
Yep.
So the stage is kind of strange, man. It's a long tunnel-covered thing, and then there's a gap right between the actual stage and where the cover starts.
Right.
Why there's a gap there, I don't know. I wish they would have just closed it all in. Therefore, it rains that night. Now, the stage sticks out about a foot and a half past where the roof covers it, okay? So it's exposed, and it's wood. It rains. The wood gets wet. And you've seen me play,
right?
I move around quite a bit. That's kind of my thing. I have these old boots on, man, these old boots. And on the back of them, I kind of walk funny, I guess. I don't know. But I warm down so much to where the rubber had worn down on a certain spot, just how I step, I guess. And there's a little bit of wood exposed. Okay.
Gosh.
I go to take a step, man. I've got a Gibson J45 in my hand. I go to take a step to the front of the stage. That wood meets the wet wood, and I slip.
Oh.
Now, I slip off the stage and land on my feet 2.5 feet down on the ground.
Nice.
There's about 600 people in there, just scattered everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it's totally packed. It was at the very beginning of the night. And there was like four or five, there's probably more, but there was a group of four or five young kind of college kids that were standing by the stage that saw me do this, man. And I slipped and I landed and I fell, and it was so quick, you know.
Right.
And I look up and every one of their jaws are just dropped, and they're looking at me like, and I don't think anyone else saw it. And I just look at them, I smiled, I winked, and I jumped back up on the stage and kept playing.
Ooh, this guy's got a heck of a show, man. Look what he does.
Yeah, dude. Well, they saw me slip off, and, like, I mean, you could totally tell. Like, I was about to eat dirt, man. It was about to be rough, and I landed on my feet. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, thank you, so, baby Jesus.
You know what? You said that you don't think they knew what was going on. Well, obviously, they were probably standing in the rain.
Yeah. Well, it's covered on that side.
Oh, was it covered?
Okay. I was standing in the rain when I fell off stage. Man, that's probably, we laugh about that all the time, but I guess it's one of those you might have had to just been there to experience it. It's kind of a...
I've had, thanks to video, I've had several instances where I've done some things, and I played electric on a particular song.
Right.
And I stepped off the stage and stood on the subs and was playing a solo. And then I got finished with the solo, and I'm not playing anything, so I go to stand back on the stage, and I stand on the cord.
Oh,
that's why I like wireless guitars. But I stand on the cord, and down to the ground I go, up quickly. But, of course, I played along with it and made a little short snippet video and did a little slow motion stuff, and just to really make it a little more agonizing.
Absolutely.
So do you work for any particular or work with any particular charities?
You know, we did some stuff for Harvey.
Right.
We did some stuff, you know, whenever the whole Harvey thing happened, it was just like, man, I mean, you know, dude, 53 inches of rain, good grief. You know, we helped them out. We did some other stuff. Seriously, and you're exactly right. And, you know, and all of us, I mean, you know, we still have day jobs and stuff. And, you know, we still work some, you know, through the week to make some real money. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you were saying earlier. And, you know, it's important to us to help. And, you know, whenever school starts and stuff, the band will go buy some school supplies sometimes, and we'll actually donate them to charities, and we'll do stuff like that. And all that stuff's good, man. So,
That's a good idea. Pass that along down here my way.
Believe it or not, man, and up here in Lubbock, there's so many drives, and that's important to me, because I remember growing up, you know, we didn't have anything, man, and I know we'll talk about it in a little bit, but we got a new record coming up, and I have some songs on there that talk about how, you know, I was, you know, brought up and how we were raised and, you know, kind of what we had to live through. And one of our things, you know, is we had a hard time getting school supplies growing up. And I remember how that felt going into class, not having things. And that's a big deal to me, you know, personally.
Yeah. That's really, you know, whatever you can do to help, stuff like that. That's an awesome thing to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in regards to the Texas country music scene.
Yes.
What improvements or changes would you like to see happen?
You know, man, to be honest with you, and I don't know if this is just something maybe that's down here. I love the Texas music thing. I love the scene. I love the people. I just wish that we were closer to one another.
Yes.
As far as bands. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, and I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries here. I mean, I'm just a nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel we have more of a Texas equator. You know, you're either on the lower half or the upper half, and the other ones never meet in the middle.
Yeah, right. And it's, you know, I think a lot of people could understand this. You know, the Willie, the Waylon, and, you know, those days, man. I've read books and listened to biographies and autobiographies and all that good stuff, and I've studied those guys, man, because I love them.
Yeah.
I love them dearly. And one thing about those dudes is someone was down, man, the other one was at their house that next morning.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they were so tight-knit.
Exactly.
So tight-knit. They were buddies, man. I mean, they toured together. They did these things. Now, granted, there's some friends out there. I get it. But, dude, everyone has just been about my camp. You know, this is my camp. This is what we're doing. There's not so much brotherhood like there used to be.
So you see the click thing as well.
There's a Lubbock clique, there's a Dallas clique, there's a Fort Worth clique, there's an Austin, New Braunfels, you name it, man. Yep. It's everywhere. Everybody's got a clique, you know?
That's exactly right. And I appreciate you bringing it up, and it's not going to step. I don't care if it steps on anybody's toes or not. When you live in these other areas and stuff, you think everything is just all the same everywhere you go.
Right.
It's not.
No, it's absolutely not.
It's not. So tell me, what moment defined you as an artist?
Let's go with, I don't know, 18, 19. I'm standing at Wild West in Lubbock. I'm not sure if you've ever played there. It's an older venue. Shut down now.
Yes, I knew that. Yeah, I just heard about that.
Yeah, playing Wild West Lubbock, man. And I'll never forget it. I was watching Cooter Girl.
Okay.
And, you know, I had a guitar and I had those things, and I played, you know, in school and stuff like that. I've always loved music. I mean, always. I'm going to tell you something, man. I sat there and watched Matt Martindale on stage, and I'll never forget it. I was looking up at him, and I thought, that right there is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Like, and I love those guys. I absolutely love Cooter Girl, man. Like, mm-hmm. they've been one of my one of my top favorites for a long time. That was my moment, man. Like, I knew right then and there, that's what I'm going to do. You know, and it was really cool. And I actually, it's really neat. Last year we got to play with Cooter Girl, and me and Matt were backstage, and we were talking, and I told him that story, man. The guy almost teared up. It was pretty crazy. Yeah, I was like, holy cow. Anyway, so it was
cool
really
that
neat.
That they remember you about stuff like that, and that's really, that makes you feel good.
Absolutely. Oh, I couldn't imagine. Someone told me that, I'd be like, oh, man. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, let's get a picture.
Growing a little bit. Yeah, for sure, man.
So I saw on your bio, I think, that you were also in a rock band at one time.
Dude, yeah, man. Growing up, I used to be into the metal.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, I was... Yeah, go ahead.
So, no, I was just saying, that's cool. I mean, that's really neat, because I was kind of brought up on the same kind of thing. What's the last rock concert that you went to?
The last rock concert? Well, the last, like, serious rock concert?
Yeah, serious. I mean, this is like pay dollars, maybe get a T-shirt for and everything.
Yeah, dude, we're talking the Kiss Farewell Tour came through Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, so that was with the makeup then.
Oh, dude, with the makeup. Okay. It was so cool. Okay. And I don't remember what year that was, but then either that was the last one. Who was the, like, serious rock concert, like real heavy rock concert? I think the last band that I saw was Slipknot and Lubbock.
Slipknot.
That was heavy. That was a lot. Yeah, I know, man.
Okay. We're not just stuck on one genre.
Now, yeah, dude. No, man. And that's one thing about South Plains College, you know, and I had to learn. And I was that guy that, you know, I listened to a lot of heavy metal, you know. And I mean, there's sometimes I'd listen to some, you know, crazy screamo stuff. And then I got into this 90s country kick. And then I'd listen to some hip hop, you know. And I mean, heck, there's even been days I listen to Tejano.
Right.
Know? Some of the best musicians in the world. And they teach us over at South Plains that, you know, it's important to spread your genres, and it helps with your songwriting and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that brings me up to when we met here a few weeks back, and your bass player, it was your drummer mentioned something.
Yeah.
So maybe you can help me out. Do I really look like Rob Zombie?
No,
you can be honest.
I tell you what,
it's not the first time that I've heard it.
It's not, dude. You do resemble. I think you resemble Rob Zombie, man.
So the two. I mean, I've had the Undertaker and Rob Zombie have been the two that. But I'll take Rob Zombie, since there's a little more music involved there.
Yeah, no joke, man. Yeah, dude. I mean, I'd say you look a heck of a lot, you know, like him than I do.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, no. But yeah, you do resemble him, man. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd have to put a picture of Rob Zombie beside you and
make sure you get a good one.
A good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time now for the Fast Five. And the Fast Five is, I'm going to give you five of your, I want to know five of your favorites, but it's going to be off the top of your head. It's just the first thing that comes to mind when I asked you.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your favorite food?
Pizza.
Particular one?
Stuffed crust, man.
Okay. All right. Your favorite actor?
Actor is what's his name? Dude, he's my all-time favorite. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Your favorite country artist?
Ooh, really? Okay. Favorite country artist? Come on, let's go with Tyler Childers.
Yeah. All right. Your favorite movie?
Oh, my gosh. Flight, Denzel Washington.
Okay. And the last one, your favorite cartoon character?
Oh, cartoon character. Probably Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Hey, okay, let's talk about some music here.
Cool.
I Think I Love Her. How'd that come about?
Think I Love Her. Man, to be honest with you, I was actually married in 2015. And that song was about my ex-wife.
Okay.
So there's that.
Okay. All right. So now that I know that, when I go hear it again, I'll revisit that and see how that goes. How about what was the second one? Want to Grow Old.
Yeah, Grow Old With You. Yes, sir. Grow Old With You, man. That was actually a tune that I wrote about. You would think it was about my ex-wife, but it's not. It's actually about my mom and my stepdad.
Okay.
So, and I'll give you this short little backstory. So, I remember one day, I was parked in my mom's driveway. Sometimes I take my van and my trailer, you know, whenever I get in off the road. I live off a dirt road. Sometimes it's muddy, so I'll have to park my truck there, blah, 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 blah. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Van and trailer's at mom's house, man, and they have an NBA concreted-in basketball goal, okay? And the side door of the trailer, I guess they pulled the basketball goal down a little bit for my nieces and nephews to play. So I'm in a rush. We've got a gig in Lubbock. I'm already late. I'm closing all the doors in the trailer. Boom, boom, boom. Jump in the van, man. Start it. I take off driving. Look in the mirror, and I see this basketball goal moving.
Oh.
I see it moving, and in my head, I'm just like, whoa, 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 what? You know, like, I'm sorry. I throw it in park. I jump out and run around. I close the net in the side door of the trailer. And I, dude. All right. So I'm sitting there like, you've got to be. And I mean, it's broke at this point. Like, I went probably a good 6 feet. I mean, this thing is, like, all about to fall on top of my van.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I undo the net, and I pull forward, and I, like, take it, and I just push it over, and it just falls on the ground. And anyways, it rips up a big chunk of concrete. I broke the sprinkler system. I mean, it was awful. And, yes. So I'm already late to the gig, so I just take off, and I'm sitting there in the van, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm not calling mom. I am not calling my mother. Absolutely not. She will kill me. It is not time yet. I'm going to call my super awesome, super laid back and chill stepdad. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I call him and I say, hey, what's going on, man? And he's like, oh, dude, nothing much, you know, just working. What's up with you? And I was like, oh, I was like, man, I just broke your basketball goal. And he got real quiet and he just like comes back and he says, dang, I didn't know you could dunk. And I'm just like, no. I'm like, I just broke it with the trailer. And he got quiet again, and he was like, you know what? And this is the whole moral of the story, man. This guy is just one of the coolest dudes of all time. And he says, you know what, son? If that's the worst thing that happens to me today, then it's going to be a good day.
Oh, and that's awesome.
Like, dude, I took that and absolutely ran with it. I couldn't get it out of my head for the rest of the day. And he says it all the time, but that at that moment in time, I was like, dude, I want to be like that.
That
like,
is cool.
Like, I need that, you know what I mean, to be
very
like
cool.
My era about myself. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's
so
what we like to tell people here. These people like get to know exactly how these songs come about, and that is an awesome way to.
Yeah, so it's basically about, you know, my mom and my stepdad, and they're just like stupid in love, you know. It's just one of those things, and he treats her like a queen, man, and he, you know, puts up with her and she puts up with him, and I mean, it's
nice.
Just it's perfect. It's just it's exactly what you'd want from a stepdad, you know. So yeah,
cool.
So I that one's their song.
Very good. Okay, and yes, let's sir. hit the current one here, Nowhere Texas.
Yeah, Nowhere Texas, man. Nowhere Texas. I actually co-wrote this one. The previous two were both just mine, and Nowhere I wrote with a guy named Matt Morgan. He's kind of got this, like, hippie-ish, John Mayer-ish mix thing going.
Okay.
And he's super talented, man. You've got to look up Matt Morgan. I love that guy. It's funny because somebody handed me his record one day and said, hey, this is my son's friend. You know, here's a record. Listen to it. And you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
When people do that, sometimes you're just like, oh, okay, I'll get around to it, you know,
sure.
Whatever. I popped this dude's record in there, and I kept it in my truck for like 5 months and listened to the whole thing.
Nice.
Then I reach out to the guy on Facebook, as musicians do, and I say, hey, man, I love your style. Like, I really enjoy your music. I would love to write with you sometime. My name's Drake, by the way. The dude messages me back and he says, you have no idea who I am, do you? I was just like, what? What do you mean? He was like, dude, we used to hang out down on Butterfield Road, which is another new song we just wrote together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude. So we used to be friends. We used to throw dirt clods at each other, man.
There you go.
I was like, heck yeah.
It just all falls into place.
It did. And so anyway, so me and him hooked up, and we actually co-wrote 6 songs for the record. And it's wow. So it worked out perfect. And I know that that's a lot, but this record's a home record, you know. It's like, it's time to talk about home, you know what I mean, and how we came up and stuff. And so Nowhere Texas is basically a song idea of a band that's coming home from California. All right, they were down in Cali recording a record, whatever kind of band, you know, mm-hmm. that you can imagine. And they're coming back from California, and they get to Texas, and they break down. As soon as they get to Texas, they break down. They break down out in the middle of nowhere, man. It's absolutely nowhere. And the thing is that I think they're all, you know, fussing and fighting, and they're all just kind of tired or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dude, it ends up being one of the best nights/days of their entire life.
Wow.
It's just like one of those things. They stroll into town, you know, they meet the bootlegger. The bootlegger hooks them up with some free wine and some free liquor and stuff, you know, and then they just go basically drop a line in a pond and just forget about it all.
Wow. Just accidents happen, and there you go.
Yeah, man. The punchline's just, you know, the van still broke down, but we don't mind out here in Nowhere, Texas.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Just high on life.
That is cool. So what we're going to do, let's go ahead and play that tune while we're at it, and why don't you introduce it for us?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Drake Hayes. This is a song I wrote with Mr. Matt Morgan called Nowhere, Texas.
In the hidden east last Friday, Circle LA, broke down in a little town by Sinuses. Nowhere, Texas, the next 3 years. I bought this van, an optimistic man, and that's the way I left him. And even though, well, we got time, bootleg liquor and bottles of wine. Kick your shoes off, cast your line out in Nowhere, Texas, when nobody minds. Searching for a liquor store, but the town, it was dry. Met a man named Crooked Stan, told me why. He said, got the finest deals this side of the Wine and Pines. So he hooked us up with a couple jugs of shiny wine. Out here in nowhere, we got time, bootleg liquor and bottles of wine. Kick your shoes off, cast your line out in Nowhere, Texas, where nobody minds. Nobody minds if we get a bit crazy. Everybody seems to understand. Your lately life's been getting hazy, but I think I found the thrill. Here in Nowhere, we've got town, bootleg liquor and bottles of wine. Kick your shoes off, cast your line out in Nowhere, Texas, when nobody minds. And here in Nowhere, we got town, bootleg liquor and bottles of wine. Down, but we don't mind being nowhere.
Hey, that was the Drake Hayes Band with Nowhere, Texas. That's his latest single here. Thanks for sending it to me and giving me the opportunity to play it here on Texas46Radio.com. Always enjoy playing your stuff.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate you playing it, man.
You bet. And so let's see, where can everybody find your music if they want to purchase some?
Yeah, man, if you guys want to purchase anything or you like what you hear, support a band, which is greatly appreciated, might I add, you can find it anywhere online that music is distributed or sold. We're not Spotify haters by any means, so we do have all of our stuff on Spotify.
Oh, yeah?
We've got it on Spotify, cool. iTunes, Amazon. It should be literally on all the major markets where music is sold. We're not in Walmart yet.
Yeah, well, you know. One day. So that's cool. They can find your music just about everywhere. Now it's shout-out time. Who do you want to give a shout-out to? Family, friends, et cetera, fire away.
Man, let's give a shout-out to all the awesome people in New Braunfels, Texas. All the folks that came out to support us several times we've been down there playing. I love that town. Absolutely love that town. It's a great, great, great music spot. They do support music. Shout-out to my mother and my stepdad. They're kind of my... Absolutely, might I add, my biggest supporters, and they push us forward. You know how that goes, being a musician sometimes is tough, and it is. And then shout out to my band, man. I got definitely one of the hardest working bands in Texas, in my opinion, and I'm very grateful to have them. And that a shout out to you, my friend, for playing our tunes.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
You have a great, great weekend coming up, and we'll talk to you again. And thank you so much for joining me here on the air.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me.
All right. We've been talking with Drake Hayes from the Drake Hayes Band, the leader, the man in charge. Hope to you guys can catch him on a show when he's in your city somewhere. Got some great tunes and got a great band to see. We're going to be right back after this.